Proclamation number 0635 of October 22, 1938. Father's words. Working together. God's defenders. Where the hearts of people find each other to work together for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there the blessing of the Savior will be manifestly expressed. For the pure teaching of Christ is the binding agent of all those who give glory to God. Whoever follows them has truly received the words of the Lord in his heart, and the power of these words is so powerful that those who live in his teaching will recognize themselves. And the Lord assigns everyone his task. He knows his sheep who are faithful to him, and he does not allow any to go astray. And so he is by no means indifferent as to whether they find the way to him or not. He sends his messengers to meet them and gives them loving instructions through them. If you have now found yourselves, you who want to be my servants on earth, try to work together and bring all these little sheep to me. Your strength will not be small if your endeavors are for his name. You will be equipped with all the gifts you need for this ministry, for I do not want you to waver. I want your faith to be strong and firm, and you to love me with all your heart. Then I myself will be your constant companion, and your words will be spoken from me. For I am in the midst of my own if only they want to recognize me. I give them signs of my presence and will express myself to all those who love me, so that the foundations are laid from which all teaching will then emanate. Therefore you also support each other, receive my word, and thus always remain in the Lord. True feeling is always decisive, and where you recognize me through my words, do not hesitate for long, but trustingly give yourselves to this word. The word harbors power and touches the human heart. Whoever now feels that I'm speaking to him should know that he has heard me, and that I myself have placed this feeling in his heart because he is seeking me. I want to be found by everyone and want to be his friend and brother. I also want to share everything with him, the joy and the suffering, and only want his best for time and eternity. However, his heart must be turned towards me, it must desire me with all its love, it must struggle daily and hourly to unite with me, it must have the will to become a true child of God. And I will consider it with all my strength. I will guide his mind wisely, guard his words, and turn his thoughts towards the right. And so faithful warriors will arise for me on earth, who will all bear my name in mind and fight against the enemy with the power of my word. And peace will enter their hearts. The awareness of fighting for me will let them face all danger fearlessly and bravely. And thus I will strengthen them in spirit, so that they will proclaim my word to people on this earth, and they will always be instructed from above. And without ceasing my blessing will consider them. And in restless activity they will carry out my will, for which I will give them my grace now and always. Amen.